The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
It's time for The Drives Top 4 at 4.
Top 4 at 4, Rick Butler leads us off.
Number 1, the Vols basketball team arrived in Nashville for the SEC tournament last night and finished their first practice in Bridgestone Arena earlier today, as they are just over 24 hours out from their first matchup in the SEC tournament. They will play the winner of the Texas A&M Mississippi State game, which will be played later tonight at about 9:30 p.m. Vols will then play tomorrow night about 20 minutes after the ending of the Kentucky game.
Congratulations to Vanderbilt, by the way, throwing up an 0-19 season. They made history. Bryce Drew and the Commodores. How do you play 20 games in the SEC, almost 20 games, and not win a single one of them? I know the league's a little bit better this year. It's pretty good. It ain't that good, man. It ain't that good. And by the way, I think that Georgia team is just as bad as they are. How they won two or three games, I don't know.
Number 2, LSU Tigers head basketball coach Will Wade released a statement on Thursday requesting to return from administrative leave after allegations came down against him in which he was involved in offering money to a recruit in 2017. Wade still claims that he has yet to do anything wrong.
Yeah, but he doesn't really. I mean, that's what LSU said, is you haven't denied any of this, is the thing. You're just saying that you're not going to talk to us until after the trial.
Right.
And that you want to coach the team.
And if you're LSU, it's like, okay, like, you're correct. You do have a right not to talk to us. But we have a basketball program to run, and we can't just have a suspended head coach for 3 or 4 months, however long it takes to get through. Like, I'm surprised they haven't just fired him outright yet. Maybe they're waiting until after the season, until the team is done, so it's not even more of a distraction. But I don't know how the team isn't distracted beyond all belief at this point. And it'll be interesting to me to see how they come out tomorrow against Florida.
Well, it feels like there's so much negativity around them in the media right now that it might just help them. Just to say, all right, we're going to wash our hands of it and be done with it.
They might be able to band together, but I just go back to Tennessee heading into the NCAA tournament. I believe 2010 was Bruce Pearl's last year, 2011 maybe. And Mike Hamilton gave that interview basically saying, yeah, we're going to fire Pearl. As the team was headed to North Carolina to play Michigan in their first round game. And you could tell when they went out there, their minds weren't on it, and Michigan ran them out of the building. I think we lost by 30. So distraction can happen, and Florida's good enough to exploit that. We saw them win in Baton Rouge and probably should have won at home last week. So I could very easily see LSU losing tomorrow.
Number 3, big Zion Williamson makes his return to Duke tonight after being out with a knee injury on February 20th against North Carolina.
Blah, 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 blah.
Hold on. You've been saying for 2 weeks how you didn't think he was going to come back. You're just mad because your prediction was wrong.
Prior to the knee injury, Duke had gone 23-2. But ever since, including the game he was injured against North Carolina, Duke has gone a very pedestrian 3-3. Duke takes on Syracuse tonight at 9 p.m.
You watching tonight? Duke in the Cuse in the ACC tournament, you're watching?
Yeah.
Huh. Cuse might have Duke's number. Beat him with Zion earlier in the year. All right, and number 4. Free agent VFL Eric Berry has been in contact with multiple teams as he is looking for a new home to play in the next season after being released by Kansas City. Yes.
Who are the teams,
I'm
Rick?
I'm doing exactly
Who
what you're talking
teams?
About. Let me get through my
speech.
I
see through I your
have
little...
a speech. I have a speech.
A speech.
He has talked
you've got a
to
segment
multiple
here.
Teams so far. Well, it is part of my segment. Berry has talked to multiple teams so far, and multiple
You're
teams
not
are
just
repeatedly
let you
in the
give
mix.
You a speech,
let
dude.
Me go ahead and name to you the teams that he has been talking to so far. Yeah. The San Francisco 49ers.
Okay, come
the
on.
Chicago Bears.
All right.
And your Dallas Cowboys.
If he's smart, he'll go to the Bears. They play on grass, I believe. Maybe not.
He just looks like a Bears player, too.
Yeah, that attitude.
He looks like a guy out of Game of Thrones. I've said that multiple times with his new hairdo and beard.
Eric Berry kind of does, yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like a Dothraki.
That's what I'm saying.
Go ahead.
But I do agree with Bear. I do agree with Bear, even though he's going to try to end my
Sir
segment
Sir Eric
early.
Of House Berry.
That's a cool name.
Would you stop? Hand Brandon his mic back.
I think he should probably go to Chicago.
He's a Dothraki or he's a Dornishman.
Come sit down.
No, I definitely think it's a Dothraki.
Thank you, Rick Butler.
Sit down.
Dropping the knowledge this afternoon.
If he goes to the Cowboys, he's dead to me.
Eric Berry's dead to you if he goes to the Cowboys.
Until he leaves the Cowboys.
I can't believe you just said that.
We won't speak of him.
What a terrible thing to say. Eric Berry is dead to you?
If he goes to the stinking Cowboys.
There's nothing he could do that would ever be make him dead to me. Come on, man. Take that back. You can't say that.
Fine. I'll take it back. I love Eric Berry.
Well, the Bears just signed Clinton Dix.
Sons of.
So the Bears got him. So he's probably not going there.
You might want to go San Fran.
Will they be any good once Janine Garofalo comes back?
I don't know. Is he still dating that porn star?
It's a good question.
I feel like that could be kind of a distraction to a young man.
Dating a porn star, you think? It'd be a distraction?
Whoa.
Auburn's jumped out on top of Mizzou. 26-21. Cold, hard dose of reality. Looks like it might be crashing down on Conzo Martin, Bridgestone Arena.
Bruce, looks like he's getting ready to have a major myocardial infarction.
Wow. That's a lot of big words.
Yeah.
What do you make of our new governor, Bill Lee?
Who?
Huh. Bear's been keeping up with current events. Our new governor, Bill Lee, yesterday, he's an Auburn grad, which I don't mind. Like, I'm not one of the, oh, man, the governor of Tennessee ought to go to school in Tennessee. Like, I don't care, man. Just
should be a prerequisite.
Get the best person, most competent person for the jobs, all I care about. But, did you see what he did yesterday?
No.
Did you see this, Brandon?
No.
Okay, I want to get your guys' reaction to this. Because, I'll be honest, this is sticking in my craw a little bit. Our governor, yesterday, the Auburn grad, in Nashville, site of this year's SEC tournament, invited and received.
No, he did not.
Bruce Pearl and the Auburn basketball team for a greeting at the governor's mansion.
Impeach him.
Was there such an invitation for Rick Barnes and the boys?
I don't know. There might have been. I have not seen it. It seems like if that had happened, if the basketball team had gone to the governor's mansion, it seems like you would have seen that all over UT social media
today,
right?
At the same time as those Auburn Tigers, I'd expect a scrap.
Hmm.
What do you guys make of our governor greeting Bruce Pearl and Auburn's basketball team not even a week after they cost the flagship university of this state, the one he is paid to govern by the taxpayers of this state, mind you.
You know what I think?
Greeting them in our governor's mansion. What is up with that? Oh, that made me Lenore livid yesterday in a full-on Roane County rage. P. Tross pissed off.
I think we ought to run Cody McClure as an independent candidate against him next time.
I think we ought to primary him. I do. I think – hell with that. He just took office 2 weeks ago. I say we recall him. Recall Bill Lee.
Special election?
You're darn tootin'.
What do you have to do to make that happen?
I don't know.
Probably have to – start a petition.
And we know how you feel about that, Bear. Wouldn't want to start a petition. Especially not when Bruce Pearl's involved.
That doesn't even make sense. I'd be all about a petition in that case. I just wasn't going to sign one like you and the rest of the mouth breathers did. It was an insult to our sitting head coach. That's what I told you on the drive back then.
The funny thing is,
But your revisionist, your habit of revisionist history is incredible.
The funny thing about the Konzo Martin Bruce Pearl petition is Konzo was obviously triggered by that, and he said as much in the Myron Medcalf interview that everybody got so worked up about. But did the petition have anything to do with anything? Do we think that Dave Hart or whoever the president was at that time, it's hard to tell because we've had so many here lately, key boosters, do we think anybody saw that petition and took heed of it? Like, did it factor into anybody who matters decision-making process?
No, but I think it definitely showed up on the team and obviously Coach Martin's radar. It played like crap up until that petition dropped, and they got mad all of a sudden. And Josh Richardson started playing unconscious.
So really the only impact the petition had, you're telling me, is to inspire the basketball team to greater heights and to reach its potential, which is really why the petition begun in the first place.
I don't even know if I buy that. I think it had more to do with the fact that Josh Richardson suddenly came into his own and went to his zone.
So you think it's just pure coincidence?
Yeah. Wow, here's the pictures from it.
We're on the radio right now, Bear.
On Twitter, jackass.
A lot of people listening to this right now are driving. They can't whip out their phone.
All right,
I'll
describe it to you. There's pictures from the Auburn meet and greet at the damn state capitol where Bruce laid a number two Bill Lee jersey.
Yeah, they gave him a jersey. Our governor. You see why I'm bringing this up?
We get rid of this damn clown. Tell him we get off 6, it'll be 5 o'clock Nashville. We can be down there by 8:30. We'll have it done by 9:30. Be on our way home.
Who's second in line? People are so ignorant when it comes to state government. And I will be the first to raise my hand when it comes to that. You don't even know who Bill Lee is. Like, who – if the governor, God forbid, something were to happen to him, like, who's next in line? Is that lieutenant governor?
I would
think so.
Yeah.
Who's the lieutenant governor?
I have no idea. I didn't even know who the governor was.
Oh, man. It's pretty bad. People have no idea what goes on in state legislature. And that probably
has more of an impact than
what happens in Washington.
Even more so the city and county government.
It's a darn
shame.
See
where the county's maybe adding a fire department? Why have we never got Metro?
Yeah, that's really weird. That one threw me for a loop. When I moved last year from the city to the county.
Did you get your subscription?
Yeah. But you have to do that. And
do you know what it costs if you don't have that? Did you read that thing?
I'm kind of worried they just let your house burn to the ground. I'm not really clear to the rules.
No, they won't do that. They'll come up and put the fire out, and then they'll hand you a bill. And if you don't have that subscription, I mean, you're looking at probably $10,000, you'd be lucky.
They would probably do it by the square foot, right? It depends on how big your house is.
I mean, your subscription does, but how they charge you for if they have to come out and your house is like on fire.
$10,000 to put out a massive house fire, I'd say that's probably getting off light. Cost $10,000 just to pay the driveway.
That would be the starting point. There's no telling. Depends on how many trucks show up, how much fuel they use, how much water, how many firemen.
Not to mention, you know, the whole risking your life fighting a fire thing.
Yeah. Did you ever think about being a fireman?
Not seriously.
Like 6, maybe 7?
Not seriously. You?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. I actually got hired.
You were a fireman?
No. Said it wasn't for me once I got into fire school.
Fire school?
Yeah, like fireman school.
What do they teach you? How to wield an axe?
I mean, there's a lot of different things. If you, what I figured out real quick is if you have a bad day when you're working for the fire department, either you die or somebody else can die. And if I have a bad day on, you know, say the drive, I just expect a phone call from you telling me, you know, coaching me up, telling me what we need to do to make the drive better. I like this kind of screwing up better than the pressure of that.
This could be life or death. You don't know. We got to eat. This is a business here. The drive. It's not easy pumping out this product 3 hours every single day.
Oh, but they show you the films there. Shoot some god-awful stuff.
The fire films?
Yeah.
I need to go.
But they start everything by telling you, if this person had followed training procedures, they would not be dead or burnt to a crisp.
Will they show you charred up burnt bodies?
No. Like the worst one was this guy had been cleaning a xylene tank. Do you know what xylene is?
No idea.
It's a chemical, but it's highly explosive, like toluene, xylene. You know that stuff that you can that removes graffiti called Goof Off? It comes in the can, smells like...
No, water. But okay.
It was a tank, and that's basically what it is. It's like a giant cylinder of that. This guy had been inside it cleaning it. The guy was dead in there. They were trying to get him out. I mean, there was no point in risking the firemen risk their lives. And then you see him using a steel cutting apparatus to cut through the side of this tank. And then the next thing you know, the picture goes crazy and the tank's not there anymore. And you see this dude coming out of there looking like the, what do you call it on Monty Python?
The Black Knight?
Yeah, he was missing his arms. And then he keeled over and died like Gus Fring in Breaking Bad.
People are telling me Randy McNally is the lieutenant governor.
Yes, I was about to drop that on you.
Randy McNally, really? That's the guy's name? Randy McNally?
That's his name.
That was a map guy, wasn't it? Rand McNally?
Is he in a Maps?
He must be from the Map family.
Yeah.
Randy McNally, lieutenant governor.
And the line of succession.
And he's a Memphis grad, evidently. But, I mean, at least that's in the state. I mean, come
on. Oh, that's almost worse than Auburn. Tiger High.
I don't know. He's pouring salt in the wound, this clown. He's only been in the governor's office 2 weeks. He hasn't even had enough time to break in the sheets. He's inviting Bruce Pearl.
I know what we need
to do. And the Barners to come over there and dance on our grave.
Once basketball season ends and we hit the horse latitudes of sports radio here in Knoxville, I know what we need to do from now until football season. Get Bill Lee recalled. Send your going down to the plains, Bill Lee, and be the governor of that crap university you went to.
I don't know. I mean, do we really want to get this show involved in a political controversy? Stressful enough as it is. I don't need state politics involved in this.
I mean, what could go wrong?
Stay with us. The Drive continues. Fan Run Radio. Let's see. What do we have coming up? Oh, yeah. The Rick and Ridge Barbecue smoking hot question headed your way next. Stay with us.
The Drive. It's time for the Rickard Ridge Barbecue Smokin' Hot Question of the Day. Brought to you by Rickard Ridge Barbecue. Located in Cove Lake State Park. Online at RickardRidgeBBQ.com.
Are you okay with Governor Bill Lee meeting and greeting Bruce Pearl and the Auburn basketball team at the state capitol yesterday?
Hell no!
And there's been a discrepancy between, I don't know if it was the governor's mansion or the state capitol. I don't know that it makes a big difference one way or the other. Just greeting them at all, anywhere.
I damn sure don't want them in the rotunda, the state capitol.
Do we have a rotunda?
I'm pretty sure we do. Most state capitals do, don't they?
I don't know. I think a good consequence, a good side consequence
good
of this.
Quality control guy would let us know that.
Of this smoking hot question is we are exposing our own, and I believe everybody else's ignorance about when it comes to state government. I don't think that many people know much about this stuff.
I was going to act like I did, but even I couldn't pull it off.
Early on Twitter at Fox Sports Knox, are you okay with Bill Lee meeting and greeting Bruce Pearl and Auburn's basketball team at the state capitol? 67% of the audience says no.
Certainly not.
A mere 33% say, yeah, they're okay with it, which is actually higher than I thought this might be a landslide. I thought this might be one of those 95%ers. But evidently not. There are some people who are not triggered by it. I don't know, thoroughly triggered about it. I'm just like, it certainly raised my eyebrows. It certainly raised my eyebrows when I saw it. It's like, what? Really? After, I almost could understand it if we had won Saturday. If we had won Saturday and we'd won the championship, maybe then it doesn't matter.
You've been okay with it?
Yeah, it's his
alma
mater. I mean,
the optics are incredibly bad on this.
Bad timing.
Incredibly bad.
Bad timing. Do you think?
I hope he's not counting for the East Tennessee vote next election time.
Do you think it'll matter, or do you think this is just us meathead sports guys overreacting to something that is relatively innocuous?
No, we're going to make this a deal. Farmer Puddin on Twitter says, Randy McNally is from Oak Ridge. Used to play football with us on Sundays on Blankenship Field.
How about that?
He gave him a T-shirt in the late 80s when he first ran for state rep.
Sounds like a fine, upstanding public servant.
I mean, if you can't trust Farmer Puddin from Twitter, who can you trust?
Sounds like the kind of guy that might be a good replacement for our Barner governor.
Tennessee State Capitol does not have a rotunda.
Well, there you go. You don't have to worry about it.
Have you seen the building?
No.
It does not have a rotunda.
Rickard Ridge Barbecue, smoking hot question of the day. 865-546-8200, your number to chime in. Brandon will greet you as you call in. 546-8200 if you want to chime in on the hot question or anything else we're discussing here this afternoon. Rickard Ridge Barbecue is located inside Cove Lake State Park. They are home of the best ribs in the Volunteer State. Take the quick drive up I-75 and find out for yourself. Rickard Ridge Barbecue, tucked just inside Cove Lake State Park. It is beautiful up there. You're going to love the views. You're going to love the food. You're going to love Rickard Ridge Barbecue. I guarantee it. Check them out online at rickardridgebbq.com. Will Wade today protesting, and me think the gentleman doth protest too much. Too much, I say. Too much, I say. That statement was something, man. Did you read the whole thing?
Yes, I did.
It was like a page-long manifesto.
I was it brought the laugh out louds with me. I was chuckling audibly.
You were lulling? Lulls? It got you the lulls?
I guess so. Yeah. It was funny. It's like, man, look at the balls on this guy.
Do you think for 1 second he honestly thinks he might be able to get his job back, or do you think this is just posturing, trying to get as much money out of LSU as he possibly can?
I think it's more like, you know, when you know you screwed up with that best-looking girlfriend you ever had and there's no taking back what you said, you're still going to try, but you ain't getting another date.
Is it like you got caught cheating on your girlfriend?
Yeah.
She called you on it.
Yeah.
You know that she knows, and mm-hmm. she knows that you know, and you know that she knows that you know.
Mm-hmm.
But acknowledging that you know that she knows that you know that you know would only serve to sever the relationship forever, right? No good can come from it. This is where the phrase, Bill Clinton, deny till you die, lie till you die, deny, 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 never accept responsibility, never admit to the truth. This is where that comes from, right?
I don't know. I wasn't around.
I'm talking about Will Wade, not Bill Clinton. You.
Oh, you ask where the saying came from.
Oh, I'm,
but yes.
I mean, screwed. Dude, you busted. You got caught on a federal wiretap. Some Tony Soprano level stuff right there, my friend. There ain't no coming back from being on a wiretap.
Did you see where the boss of one of the major crime families got whacked last night in New York?
No, which family?
I can't remember. Is it Gambino, maybe?
They were still active?
Oh,
I'm going to look this up.
The guy's name. I know the guy's name was Frankie Boy.
We got a Bears organized crime segment.
It was a big – no, it was kind of a big deal up there. Yeah, the head of the Gambino crime family shot dead last night outside his Staten Island home.
Wow.
Frankie Boy Gambino.
I was hoping that's just like shot dead outside of an Italian restaurant in Yonkers or something.
Is this, spoiler alert, is this New Jersey finally getting revenge for Tony getting whacked at the end of The Sopranos? Paulie Walnuts laying in wait all these years? Coming out of the shadows to take his revenge.
I mean, he was a reputed Gambino mob boss.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You think the Mafia is still active today?
Is the sky blue? Is water wet? Is Tennessee going to lose the SEC tournament? Yeah.
He's a reputed murderer, mob boss in New York City for more than 30 years. Yeah. And his upscale neighborhood was teeming with detectives after the driveway outside his stately brick home was the bloody scene of what is believed to be a brazen mafia hit. Would you like to live in the neighborhood, nice well-to-do neighborhood next to Tony Soprano or this guy, Frankie Boy Gambino?
Probably not, because Gotti, remember the neighbor that accidentally ran over his one of Gotti's kids and killed him?
What?
Yeah.
No, I don't keep up with that
stuff.
That
guy got the Breaking Bad barrel.
What's that?
Where you end up dead, and then they put you in the barrel and dissolve you. And
they disappear him?
Yeah. He turned into that, like, red-looking Kool-Aid.
The last crime family boss to be shot in New York City was Paul Castellano, the Gambino kingpin who was assassinated outside Sparks Steakhouse in Manhattan in 1985.
December 16th.
That's how you go down. Gunned down outside a steakhouse in Manhattan. Oh, man. What a mess. Quick timeout. The Drive continues. It's Fan Run Radio, 865-546-8200. We'll come right back with these phone calls next on The Drive.
The Drive.
The Drive's podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865-566-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com.
All right, back here on The Drive, Fox Sports Knoxville. Go ahead, Kenny.
Nah.
Man, you already. All right, let's. Before we get back to these phone calls, before we get back to the phones, there's some official Drive business to conduct.
I remember my readers today.
We have to go back, ladies and gentlemen.
Hit my music, Brandon.
We have to go back to Bears College Basketball Conference Tournament Scoreboard Update Center. Hit it, Bear!
Thank you, Russ.
Hit it, Bear!
I'm hitting it, man. Got to wait till the fanfare's over. All right. Game's coming to a close. Central Michigan, 88. Kent State, 79. Xavier has just gone ahead of Creighton, 63-61. 27 seconds left in the second. K-State starting to pull away from TCU, 51-41. 11 minutes left in that one. Cal State Northridge and UC Santa Barbara are battling it out, 58-55 Northridge.
Good to know.
See if any of these games got. Oh, an early action.
Yeah.
Nebraska, Maryland. Nebraska, 35. Number 21, Maryland, 28.
It's a football score.
Auburn, 32. Mizzou, 30 over Nashville. Looks like Memphis. Petty Away, is leading Tulane, 47-34.
That it?
No.
Oh.
New Mexico State. Kind of let me see who there. They are. I was trying to see what they're.
Los Lobos.
They look like the Ghosts.
New Mexico Aggies.
State.
The Aggies.
73. The Chicago State Green Panthers. They're 39. So
that's Green Panthers.
Yeah, that's an absolute beatdown right there.
The Green Panthers.
Yeah.
Hey, is a Panther even possibly? Can it be green?
I think there have been known to be some in the wild, Russ, to tell you the truth.
No.
Let's see what we got here.
You're not telling me the truth.
Could you stop them? I wasn't
done. That's it. We're done. We're good here. Thank you, Bear.
My music again.
Thank you. We'll check back in with you coming up here in hour number three.
Let's go to some phone calls.
Let's go to the phones. Phil is next on The Drive. Hello, Phil. Phil, are you there?
What do you say, W?
Hey, Philly.
How are you, Bear and Brandon?
Yeah, we're doing well, man.
Fantastic.
Thanks.
Let's get these bear updates. Very entertaining.
The hell's that supposed to mean, Phil?
Well, I enjoy hearing you do it.
Okay, thank you.
It's your basketball knowledge is
unparalleled.
Charge. Yeah.
It's known far and wide. I was the one who said Rick Barnes was a home run hire the day he got hired on the drive. I did.
Well, good. I'm glad you did. Man, he's added credibility to our program. Hopefully he can do better than he did the last 10 years at Texas in the NCAA tournament.
Phil laying a little bit of groundwork. What do you think, Russ?
Groundwork to get Barnes fired?
Not fired, but just
what is going on around here? We had that idiot from Memphis yesterday asking whether or not Barnes was going to be on the hot seat. We've got Jamie. I mean, the foundation has already been laid by Jamie. I mean, he's just waiting for an excuse to put up the drywall at this point. And now you too, Phil? A2, Philly?
Oh, I'm going to let him. I mean, history does when Rick Barnes was a 1 or 2 seeds, he advanced to the Sweet 16 and passed. That's the history of Rick Barnes. So,
well, what are we going to be this year?
If we're a 2 seed, then we should at least get the Sweet 16 at the worst.
Oh, no way we're any worse than a 2 seed. I mean, is that even possible?
Well, if we lose tomorrow night,
no,
I don't want to be put in that position because stranger things have happened.
I think even if we lose tomorrow, we're a 2.
I don't know if you've noticed this, Russ, but Tennessee doesn't get a lot of respect out of the powers that be with national college basketball.
Well, it doesn't matter what the powers that be think. I mean, it matters what those 10 people on the selection committee think.
That uses the net, which nobody still knows what the hell it really is.
Yeah, we're number 5 in the net, though, aren't we? Or 6?
Yeah, I mean, the metrics have give us a pretty fair shake.
I'm not going to feel good till Sunday night.
Do you think Jamie was down there at the state capitol with Buck Pearl and Governor Lee?
I bet he would have been had he been invited.
Oh, man.
What do you think about that, Phil?
I voted for Bill Lee, but if I'd known he was an Auburn grad, I wouldn't have voted for him.
Really? Just based on where he went to school?
Yeah, I mean, it was either him or the guy's the president of the University of Tennessee right now. And I don't know.
Randy Boyd. Sir Randy of Boyd.
Probably better off to vote for Boyd. I mean, all honesty, guys, you never hear of an opposing program in another state coming into the governor's capital saying, you know, he's an Auburn fan. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Now, do you think, like, if the governor of Alabama had been a UT grad or went here for grad school or something?
He wouldn't have gotten elected.
Like, do you think that for 1 minute, like, Philip Fulmer would ever have taken his team into the state capitol to be honored by the governor of Alabama? I mean, it's absurd.
Exactly. Yeah, it is. And, I mean, UT's the big institution in the state, so I don't – UT fans, I'd be a little pissed off myself. I mean, I know it's a little thing, but it just kind of – I don't know. It don't set well with me at all.
Me either.
Poor public relations skills at the very least.
There you go. That's right. Well, this day and age, public relations is a dying breed, you know?
Evidently, Phil.
Y'all think we're going to win tomorrow night?
Yeah, I do. No, I really don't. I don't. Yeah, it's the SEC tournament, Phil. Nothing would surprise me. I was talking to Tanner Carson. He's doing a piece about everybody's predictions here at the station. And I said, you know, I feel like he was asking, like, who do you think is going to be in it? And I feel like a traitor for saying it, but I can't pick Tennessee based on nothing more than history.
Yeah.
They haven't won it in my lifetime. And until they do it, I'm going to have to see it to believe it.
Yeah. Well, I have to agree with you.
They've done it in my lifetime.
Well, I remember the last time they beat them. It was a great moment in history. They beat Kentucky 3 times in 1 year. Terry Crosby, I think, was MVP of the SEC tournament. That was really a pretty good Tennessee game.
Pretty good.
Yeah. And
it's been 40 years since our last happy weekend during the SEC basketball
tournament.
Maybe
it's about damn time we do it again, you know. Talking about Will Wade, he kind of reminds me of a young Rick Pitino, 5-second Pitino. You know what I'm saying?
Let's just say that it looks like his career is going to come to a premature ending, Philly.
Well, just like Rick Pitino, he's still denying it. He'll deny it to his deathbed.
Nobody got my sophomore
joke. But I tell you what, I like Pitino, though. He was a great coach. I wish Tennessee would love to cheat like that. I mean, our program would have been a lot different in two major sports. See you.
Thank you, Phil. Appreciate the phone call.
Ray of sunshine, Phil.
Do you think we're winning tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honest to God.
Do you think we're winning the tournament?
No,
because I think we're winning Saturday, and I think we're going to face either Ole Miss or Auburn on Sunday.
Oh, my God. It would be the most Tennessee thing ever to, like
– Well, you can't play Ole Miss on Sunday.
To beat Kentucky on Saturday.
No, they're on our side of the bracket. If they win, they play Kentucky.
Are you confusing Mississippi – oh, no, they play – Ole Miss plays Kentucky.
If Ole Miss plays Alabama after this game.
Yeah.
If they win, they play – the winner of that game plays Kentucky.
Oh, tomorrow.
Would also be the most Tennessee thing ever. Ole Miss to upset Kentucky, therefore clearing our path to Sunday, and then we get God on Saturday. Now,
I think the most cruel tournament fate would be to beat Kentucky in front of an audience composed, you know, primarily 90% toothless, knuckle-dragging, mouth-breathing Kentucky fans, to beat them in that scenario and then play in front of a partisan home crowd. Because all the Kentucky fans would leave and sell their tickets to the Tennessee fans, and we'd have basically a home game Sunday for our first conference tournament championship in 40 years, and then get beat by freaking Bruce Pearl or somebody. Hell, Konzo's probably getting set to go on a run to beat us. Wouldn't that be something?
They're playing Auburn tough.
I'm sorry for being, like, really negative about it, because I know that we have a lot of younger folks who
listen
to the show.
You're not sorry.
No, I am, but there are a lot of people that feel like, oh, we're going to do it. We ran the poll yesterday, and 50% of the audience, over 50%, said we're going to win the tournament. I'm like, I'm sorry. I've just been watching this too long. Seen this movie before. We've never won it, even when we've had good teams. So until it happens, I hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. When it comes to the SEC tournament. All right, why don't we continue? We're going to run down Trey Wallace. He is in Nashville watching this pillow fight between Auburn and Missouri. We'll get his thoughts on Tennessee's chances to make a run, to change history. Coming up this weekend in the SEC tournament, the drive continues after this.
The Drive.
Portions of our show today brought to you by Citizens National Bank, the official bank of the drive. I had the pleasure of driving up to Sevierville today for lunch. They're having a pre-St. Paddy's Day luncheon up there at their corporate offices in Sevierville, and had some shepherd's pie, which I haven't had in a long time.
You like it?
I had a second helping.
I make a mean shepherd's pie, my friend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We had shepherd's pie. We had... cabbage, which was really good.
Can't eat cabbage.
And a little bit of brisket. Very, very delicious.
What's Irish about brisket?
I don't know, but it was good. I'm glad they had it.
Is it smoked brisket?
Yep. Good folks at Citizens National Bank. They just opened their 21st branch in Morristown. They're pretty proud about that. You go check them out in Hamblin County for all our Hamblin County listeners. Let them know you listen to The Drive every day right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. They'll take great care of you at Citizens National Bank. Have you been keeping up with the what's going on with in the world of horse racing early this year?
I feel like you're kind of stepping on my toes here, Russ, but go ahead.
Have you?
Go ahead.
I mean, how's he stepping on your toes?
I am the animal expert on the drive.
Well, if you've not heard about it, are you really the expert?
You know, I'm getting tired of you two wet behind the ears punks coming after me. You will both rue the day.
I don't feel like you're answering the young man's question.
You're answering the young man's question.
Santa Anita has canceled racing indefinitely to reexamine its dirt surface after the deaths of 21 horses over the past 2 months. This is the famed racetrack in California where Seabiscuit.
What are they dying? What the hell's going on?
I'm getting to it. Tim Ritvo, Chief Operating Officer at the Ston Ranch Group, which owns Santa Anita, told the Associated Press on Tuesday that racing won't be held this weekend when two major races were scheduled, the San Felipe for three-year-old Kentucky Derby hopefuls and the Santa Anita Handicap for older horses. Ritvo wouldn't speculate on when training and racing would resume. After this weekend, horses were to be run again starting March 14th at the storied racetrack that will host the Breeders' Cup World Championships for a record 10th time this fall. In whole, we feel confident in the track, and we're just being very proactive, Ritvo said. We want to do all the testing that needs to be done. When we believe we're in good shape, we'll start to train over it again. The Daily Racing Form first reported the cancellation. The latest fatality occurred during training on Tuesday when a four-year-old filly got injured and was euthanized.
She broke both her legs. Both her front legs were broken. They had to euthanize her. 22nd horse. Let me tell you something. What's that guy's name again?
How do you know that they broke both legs?
Because I just read it when I was researching stole my animal thunder. Yeah, she broke both her front legs. There's something wrong with that track. Horse racing, not a big fan. Does that surprise you?
Because you got the sadistic midget beating it with a whip.
I mean, there is that part of it, but, I mean, yeah, it's a barbaric pastime.
It's the sport of kings.
It's one of God's most majestic creatures, the horse. They're beautiful, beautiful animals.
What's wrong with racing them?
Because 22 horses have died since New Year's. And they open up the track, they close the track, they open it back up, and immediately another horse croaks. Has to be. I like how they say horse died. These horses are breaking their legs on this garbage track, and they're having to euthanize.
How do they euthanize them? Do they do it lethal injection?
Yeah, it's like a math scene.
The guy doesn't come out with just a shotgun and boom.
What in the hell is wrong with you?
I'm just asking a question. I want to know how they're euthanized.
You're a sicko. They euthanize them with a big green shot of something. It's a massive version of what happens when you have to, when your dog, when it's your dog's time. The old yeller shot's what I always called it.
I hate to break it to you, Bear. Old Yeller was not euthanized in that manner. Old Yeller was euthanized in the way I just described.
Paul.
Don't make me do it, Paul.
Please, Paul. I don't want to do it.
So they just they put it up on a cart or something. That's tough, man. What was the great racehorse that did not win the Triple Crown a couple of years ago?
Broke his ankle.
Was it Barbaro? Did you see that on HBO? Like,
did he end up dying? Having to put him down. They tried.
They tried like several operations.
They kept him in that water tank.
Yeah.
So he didn't have to put any weight on it. I don't know. I couldn't do that. Could you?
What? Like, kill the horse?
Yeah.
You put it out of its misery, man. I mean, it's not going to get any better. It's got a terrible life.
We're just going to go out there and just, ugh.
I mean, it's basically the equivalent of you're that guy in the Metallica video from One, remember? No legs, no arms, can't speak.
Landmine, taking my sight, taking my speech, taking my hearing, taking my arms, taking my legs.
Exactly. You know,
I don't know that I could.
That's
do
what
it.
Barbaro was like.
I mean, he saw his sight in his.
You're really doing the horse a favor at that point. That's why they say you're putting the animal out of its misery.
How about we not run them on these tracks where their legs break? Let them run free.
And what else are the jockeys supposed to do? What is some 4'8" 106-pound dude from Guatemala supposed to – how's he supposed to make a living, Bear? Answer me that, big guy.
Children's birthday parties? I don't know.
What are you saying? He has to be a clown?
Well, no. Just like one of those court jester type people that come cartwheel.
What is in your mouth right now, by the way? What are you eating on the air?
A piece of homemade cinnamon.
You know it's really loud in the microphone.
I don't have my headphones.
I know.
Is it bothering you?
I mean, yes, a little bit, but I'm more concerned about the thousands of people listening to the show right now who are
my fans?
Yes, Bear, your fans.
Thank you. I love them all.
4-year-old filly got injured, euthanized at the track. I mean, I bet she didn't know that when she went out for that last fateful race.
No, I don't think the horse realized that it was getting ready to break its four legs and have to be put down.
How are you so anti horse racing but so pro NASCAR? People die in NASCAR.
They haven't in a long time, and they've got free will. I love him. I hate that he died the way he died, but Dale Earnhardt made a conscious decision to get in that car with minimal safety equipment at Daytona almost 20 years ago now.
Well, all the people who operate the horse racing world go to extreme lengths and precautions to make sure that the horses are well taken care of.
Sure they do.
Have you seen some of those race horses? Some of those horses got it better than you and me, my friend. Everything they want. And guess what? They get to eat whenever they want. They get to exercise. They got a roof over their head. And guess what happens when they're done? Guess what happens when the racehorse is over, when he can't race anymore? They take him to another farm, and then he gets to have sex for the rest of his life. They put him out to stud. That's like all he does.
It's true. It's all he does.
And the horse... Horse doesn't need your tears, my friend. The horses are doing just fine. And I'll bet you most of those horses that get to go put out to stud, they'll tell you if they could talk like that clever Mr. Ed fellow. They'll tell you, Bear, if I had it to do all over again, you're darn right I'd do it all over again. Look at me now. All the hay and oat bags I can handle. And, I'll be right with you. I have to go have sex now. Again, for the sixth time today. I'll be right back.
American Pharoah.
Yep.
Bet that's what he's doing right now.
You know what he's doing right now. He's getting down. American
Pharoah.
Horse sound. Hour number three coming up. You'll have your top five at five. Rick Butler joins with the latest in the world of sports when we continue next here on Fan Run Radio.